I take from my text from Psalm 90. He will overshadow thee with his shoulders, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall compass thee with a shield. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror of the night, of the arrow that flieth in the day, the business that walketh about in the dark, of invasion or of the noonday devil. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. For he hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These words from Psalm 90 in the book of Psalms are applied mystically to describe our Lord Jesus Christ's conflict with Satan on the Mount of Temptation, as we have just heard proclaimed in our Gospel lesson. The first Sunday in Lent always lays out before us that cosmic conflict between Christ our Lord and the adversary, the Satan. The Christian redemption story holds that between Adam and Jesus Christ, the devil had a certain strong power over the world by what we might call a right of conquest. Because by sinning, mankind had put itself under the scourge of Satan. Jesus Christ, however, God and man, broke the power of Satan by dying an atoning death on the cross for our sake. Jesus was the sin offering to the justice of God, the scapegoat, the one innocent man who died for all the guilty. He who knew no sin became sin for us. This is what St. Paul the Apostle is explaining in that fifth chapter of Romans, which is the epistle in the Novus Ordo lectionary for today. As the Apostle Paul says, in conclusion, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. Therefore, if the evidence of the power of the devil in the world today still seems great to us, we ought to understand that it is nonetheless but a fraction of the power which Satan once used to have. Ever since Easter Sunday, Satan has just been fighting a rearguard action, trying to pick off however many individual human souls he can in the course of his humiliating retreat, knowing full well that at Christ's second coming, he will at last be chained in hell forever. And as Christians, this reality ought to give us a great deal of comfort. Because if we stay close to Jesus Christ our Lord, Satan cannot really harm us. The greatest danger is from within ourselves, when we go so far as to wantonly break faith with God. On his part, however, God has given us so many helps to our salvation. He's weighted the scales of the spiritual combat so very much in our favor. Let us consider, for example, the sequence of the 18 apparitions of Mary Immaculate at Lourdes, 1858. After three preliminary apparitions to Bernadette Soubirous between Shrove Thursday and the Thursday after Ash, there began a series of daily apparitions to Bernadette within the period of a fortnight. A fortnight, that is, a period of 2 weeks, fortnight, 14 nights. These apparitions occurred over the first 2 weeks in Lent, which are 2 weeks very important for laying out to Christians the nature of the contest between Christ and Satan and Christ's definitive victory over Satan in that contest. Now, when we look at the old photograph of the Mas Abiel, where Bernadette saw Our Lady appearing there deep in the crevices of that giant rock, we get a better idea of the forbidding and dangerous landscape that was there. This was not a pretty pastoral scene, not at all. It was wilderness. It was a place where swineherders were wont to let their pigs roam free. In the Bible, places of raw nature, desert wilderness, they are considered to be the likely haunts for unclean spirits to dwell. This is why we see our Lord going out to the desert, to that mount of temptation. He's going out to meet the Satan in his lair. Pilgrims to the Holy Land today are shown as part of the tour guide's itinerary. They're shown the high cliff along the Sea of Galilee, which is where Christ, when he delivered the Gerasene demoniac from the multitude of devils that were possessing him, remember Christ asks, you know, what is your name? And the answer is Legion, for we are many. Christ sends that legion of devils into a herd of swine, and the animals, crazed, devil-possessed, rush and fling themselves over this high cliff and drown in the Sea of Galilee. You can still see this high cliff of that event of Legion and the Gerasene demoniac. When I look at the 1858 photograph of the Mas Abiel, it reminds me very much of this high cliff in Galilee where the Legion was destroyed by Christ's command. On the Friday after Ash, which was the first day of this fortnight, that vision was Our Lady, asked Bernadette to come to her for a daily audience. On the first day of this fortnight, Bernadette was in prayer ecstasy, and it lasted for about half an hour. At the end of it, Bernadette revealed to her family members that during this time, loud yells rose up from out under the waters of the River Goff. These loud yells, they challenged, crossed, collided with one another like the clamor of a brawling crowd. And there was one voice, more furious than all the rest, that rose distinctly above all of this clamor and kept yelling at the heavenly young lady, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" But the vision of the heavenly lady merely glanced in the direction of this rushing river with all of these voices, and immediately the clamor went silent. The waters were calm. What Bernadette Subaru was witnessing during that prayer ecstasy on that first day of the fortnight, she was witnessing a diabolical manifestation. And she was witnessing how Mary Immaculate was putting the demons to flight by the power of Christ our Lord. Bernadette was seeing in action the fulfillment of that ancient prophecy which we find in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel." Christ has vanquished the Satan on our behalf. That is our faith. Believe it. Feel it. We no longer live in craven fear of what dark spiritual forces might do to us. With Christ, we are standing in victory on that mount of temptation. With Christ, we hear the Lord's words pulsing through us. "Begone, Satan. Vade, Satana." Begone, Satan, indeed, for he has no power here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.